We are learning Maseches Kedushin Dav Zayin Amud Beis, and we are starting two lines from the top of Dav Zayin Amud Beis. Boi Rava, Chetziach v'chatzi pruta, v'chetziach v'chatzi pruta. We learned already that a chatzi isha does not work. Here, he went ahead. He's mekaris whole isha. He's just doing it. He's just saying it in two steps. He says, "I want to mekaris half of you and half of pruta, v'chatzi v'chatzi pruta." Mahu. Since he said chetziav chatzi pruta, he like broke it into two, and then it's like b'kash half isha. He's saying here half you for half pruta, half you not half pruta, and what would be the tzad to say moina v'ha'ilchu? Rashi explains because he knows chatzi pruta can't make any type of kedushin, so he never meant the b'kash half of you because he said chatzi pruta. So what he meant to say was here's chatzi pruta for half of you and not a half pruta half of you to b'kash the whole you. That's what he's saying. Or maybe since he split it up, so maybe it's considered two. That's the Shiloh. Zok the Gemara, but im tim tzoloim amoyin v'haylechu, if you say, since it's chatzi pruta, so I mean to count it, and to finish you, what about if you say chatzi pruta v'chatzi pruta? Here already, the pruta could work. So maybe you mean to say, only mekadesh half of her. Mao kivin to amal, and then another half, which is a problem. Mao kivin to amal over pruta, pruta, pascha, umlosa. You split it in half. Anything that's happening right now is all money of halach. I'm saying here's half, one fruit of half. I say we want to give her a lot of money. Picture if it was like a lot of money. You want to make it feel good. Here, half for you for $1 million and half for you another $1 million. About it, doing the whole Isha, just money of halach. So that's the Gemara Shaila, two Shaila. Gemara Shaila first, Chatzi Pruta, and there is biggest chance of Halach. And in Tim Shalom, that's because that's a half a Pruta. What about a whole Pruta? You still say money of halach. Now, Tais says, Akasha, Lachari, Bachatzi Pruta. Even if you stop right there, it should be Mekadeshas. But even if you hold, you did Chatzbuta, and even if you hold that's called a half, it should be Mekadeshas. Why? Because here she's masking to the whole thing. You see, it was Chatzbuta, Chatzbuta. She says, yes, I want both. So she's masking to Mekadeshas Lagamri. So let even the first from the first Chatzbuta, let it be Pashta. Let it be Pashta. No, she didn't make this. She's masking to get Mekadeshas. That's Tais Kash. She's masking to Mekadeshas. Let it be Pashta. And for Tais, you're right. He said, I ram a restlessly. That's what he said. Tais, we said, we spoke out on Tais Amar Aleph. They have said, Tais is my divas chetzio. Tais has been time. And Tais, yes, lema, they even married Domala, blushing heck, the Kedushin, and Echanami, to have a pastu, Kedush Gula. A hocha iri, Domala, ream a restlessly, I become a lish, and a lishti. So when you make a chart for this thing, you have to write, it says, I ream a restlessly, chatzio, bruta, chatzio, bruta. What? Huh?
This is clearly like
asking
him
work. Right. Wait, it worked. Mask, yeah, she's masking, it would work. Yeah, clearly, yeah. If you mask, it would work. That's Tais saying. Tais is it would work, yeah. So that's Shaila number two. Shaila number one is Chatzich Pruta, his Pruta, every Pruta. Intim Seloimar, and if you say on the second case, what happens if you say Chatzich Pruta Hayoim? He's saying Chatzich Pruta Lamacha. I want half of you to be Kadeshis of Pruta today, and the other half tomorrow. And the Ritva speaks that he's saying it all right now. You're not saying that. He's saying it all right now. One deeper, he's saying, I want half of your Kedeshes today, all I have tomorrow. Mao, keep it on the Lamacha or Pascha. He said, clearly tomorrow. You can't say I'm counting. It's tomorrow. Oidil Mahach Kamalah. Kedushim Maschulim Inna. The Kedushim starts right now. And shouldn't finish till tomorrow. So tomorrow is not Pashit any of the three Shilas, but the word the two and the Lamas, but tomorrow is not Pashit the three Shilas. Now tomorrow is the fourth Shila. Shnei Chetzich Bepruta Mahu. Here he says two chetz of a pruta mao. Hacha vada v'chazim nekamla. Zichas at one time. Oydilma ain't yishuv v'sekdesh chatzam klal. You can't do chatzam teiku. Now the Rosh speaks out that this question is more cool. This is more posh than the other ones. That means zok the Rosh. If the other three halachas were that's mukadeshes, this for sure be mukadeshes. Because here is definitely less of a psika. Here I'm saying both at once. I'm saying both halves of mukadeshes. This is only on the tzad that all the three are not good. That's what the Rosh says. And it's a geyah that Rosh, the geyah psak, how we paskin. Usually, in Tim Shalem, we paskin like Tim Shalem, he'll be the geyah that psak. What comes out, teiku. We don't have an answer to the shayla, teiku. Boyi rava, shtei b'nei secha. So now, the new shayla, all those shaylas are teiku. There's four shaylas, according to a lot of Rishonim, it's all teiku. What comes out with the four shaylas? Now we have a new shayla. Boyi rava, shtei b'nei secha, l'shtei b'nei. Bepruta. We have two parents meet each other, and you know, one father to the other father, and one father says, here is one pruta for my two sons, for your two daughters. Mahu. Now, Taisa speaks out, obviously, the but the sons have to be gedolim. Rashi speaks that already. Rashi speaks that already. Vehem gedolim live also shliach lekadosh. The men are gedolim obviously to make kedushin, and the father is doing the kedushin. Teres the men, the father is shliach. The father of the two daughters, the daughter is aktana, and he has been makabel kedushin for the two daughters. So what's the shaila? If you go basa him, he's getting a pruta.
Which one?
The father of the ktanim, of the ktanois, of the girls. He's getting a pruta. Masha inken, if you go basa the children, they're only getting a half a pruta each. What's the halacha? Boy Rava, shtei b'nei sechel, shtei b'nai b'pruta mahu. Basa noisin makabel as linon, v'ikim amayna. You go basa noisin makabel. The Tosa speaks out, noisin is lav davka. It's the one of the kabel you're looking at, v'ikim amayna. You go basa the children, the two ktanos is of halakha. They're not getting a pruta teku. If you see Taisvis, Taisvis says that the case over here is about look at what the end of Taisvis shnei b'nei secha, the second to last line. Aval boyihi ibasam a kabel as lina gamri. The shema in lachosh el shi a kabel ham a kabel shav a pruta. Here the kabel is getting a shav pruta. And Taisos says that Sarach Lema Shabir la'ezimem who was to who? And Rachel Ruvim la'el Shimon, because if not, it's Kedushas la'nim shu la'biya, because they're sisters. So it has to be that you did, you said which one's to which. And the Shaila is, you go Basa Noisim Makabal. The Chazanish explains, the Suffolk is, when a father accepts Kedushas for his daughter, is he the full Balabas, and he's Mamish, the one becoming Miskadashas? Or he's like a Shia for his children. So the schiyah of his children is, he's a schiyah for Leah, schiyah for Rachel, and he approved of each one. Or pshat is, he's the Baal HaBas, and when I say schiyah for them, he gets the money. But maybe just like a din, that he's like, he could be, he gets the money, he's like the apotropos, but it's really there the kedushin. Or it's his kedushin, that's the Gemara Shaila, if you go bust a nice, bust a kabel, or bust the children themselves. If you give money to a person, to a father, and you say, this pruta is for your daughter and for your para. Now remember, a para doesn't work with king and kesef. So pruta mau. What's the halacha mau? Mir mina bitcha b'chatzi pruta or parascha b'chatzi pruta. Do you say that what I'm saying is I want makaz your daughter with half a pruta and your para with half a pruta? Oidilma bitcha b'pruta or parascha mashicha. Or I mean to say your daughter b'pruta and the para I know is a bit mashicha. Teiku. Because if you say it means half and half, it's only half a pruta. It don't work. But if you say that it's that mashicha, so your daughter is with a pruta and parascha mashicha. So here there's like Taisus explains that here's a good side. I mean the para of mashicha because kinyan kesef doesn't work even by a para. So it's a good chance. I mean the pruta there. So teiku. The next shaila boy Rav Ashi Taisus learns like an interesting slime with have a shaila boy Rav Ashi bitcha v'karkcha v'pruta mao. Here maybe it's a bigger side. I mean karka v'pruta. Why? Because here karka is kind of a kesef. Now, bitcha b'chatzi pruta, b'karka b'chatzi pruta. What I mean to say is the bita were half pruta and the karka not half pruta. Oidilma bitcha pruta, b'karka b'chazaka teiku. We're not sure what the halacha is. If you look at Taisus bitcha paras, Taisus says like this: Give me the par nikkas b'kesef shadina lubaso bita. V'hada bayi bitcha b'karka karka b'kesef. There, maybe I mean to say karka, and there's only a half a pruta on the daughter. So more players take on these shilas. Look more about who gave the dakish b'shiroi. Someone went over to Isha with a beautiful silk beged and gave it to her for kedushin. We know it's definitely worth more than shal pruta, but he doesn't know exact value of such a thing. So the shilas, is that a good kedushin or not? Rabba Amar lo tzricha shuma. You don't have to shatz it up before, get it professionally appraised before, and give it to her. Rabbi Yosef tzricha shuma. You have to professionally appraise it, and she knows exactly the value. Then it works for kedushin.
Appraisal for him or for her?
It's for her. I'll explain why. The appraisal is for her. I'll have to explain why. Something like this. What was the case? Either Amalu b'chaldu. If he walks over there, he says, "Here's a silk dress. You, whatever it is, you know, however the value is, in mekadesh." She says, "Yes, I want mekadesh. Whatever it is, I see it. That's it." Kulam le'pligi lo tzricha shuma. Nothing shuma. If he said it was worth 50 and lemaisa it wasn't worth 50, haloi shavu, then it's not worth 50. It's still not going to work. Keep pligi the machlokes rabba and rav yisv is to omer chamshin and shavu chamshin. He says 50 and it's not going to worth 50, but they're not sure at this point. Rabba amalei tzricha shuma da shavu chamshin chamshin. Lemaisa we don't need shuma. At the end of the day, it's worth 50. He was right, so it's good. Rav Yisrael Mitzricha Shuma, even the Itzloi Bekiya Beshuma, since she's not bucky in appraisals, Loisam Kadai, there's not Samechdas. She's not Samechdas, and therefore it won't work. That's the Machlekes. So Machlekes is in a case where it was, he didn't say Kaldu, he said, he just gave it to her, And the shaila is, and it's taka worth, and he said it was 50, and it's taka worth 50. That's what taka's truth was. He said 50. But she didn't know about it before. Is she semech dasana? That's machlekes. Ikadamri, but choldu nami pligi. He argues even by choldu. Why? Rav Yitzchak has a new din. Almost shava keser kesef. We learn that shava kesef from kesef. Ma kesef the kids. The kids, kesef has a value, has exact value. Av shava kesef, nami the kids. Shava kesef also needs exact value. The kites has to be exact value. If it's not exact value, so then there's no kedusha. Plus it has to be like kesef. It has to be like kesef. Different din. Not because of smichas das. Because it has to have a din like kesef. What's this again? Very much. Never realized by kedusha. We'll see how we pass. Maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow. But or we learn the sugi vayta. But if you ever realize when a man makes kedusha under the chuppah in mizman hazeh, they don't give the diamond ring then. Why don't you give the diamond ring? It's much chashav, a diamond ring. You give a diamond ring early. Why don't you give a diamond ring then? Why give it to the wedding band? The wedding band is the most poshta type of thing is because you don't want to have a shayla of shuma. You don't want a shayla of smichas das. If you give her a diamond ring, she says, oh, it must be 18 carats or something. And you know, it's like it's a fake stone even. She doesn't know. She doesn't, but you give that wedding band, you know exactly what it is. And therefore, that it has to do with this gemara. We'll see, maybe we don't pass like Rav Yosef. Anyway, what Rav Yosef is saying is, two pshatim. Either first, machlekes says because you have to need shuma because it's some chadai. The second pshat is because it only has done kesef if it's kids.